Greatness is your right. It will bring light wherever there is darkness. It will light up the city streets and help our vision. It will bring us words when we are tired. It will bring us strength when we can't go no more. It is good for a million things, and it does make us unbreakable. There are so many ways to inherit wisdom, but the best we can do in chaos and noise and haste and poverty is books. The stories of wisdom and lectures and audiobooks and the superhumanity they bring to us. To the Christ of philosophers, the schools have become heartless machines, processing plants, pushing humans along to more poverty, more stress, more sacrifice, more achy bones. Just say no, because you are not that simple. And your life is far too precious. Just say no to the ordinary, to the plain, to the push along, play along, force-fed mornings. Go to the library. Find a way to find all the audiobooks that will move you. And go to the beach and just listen how each and every great being rejected that ordinary life. Oh, it cost them all the worthless grades and all the office space and windows one could ever wish for. But it granted them freedom, greatness of mind, vastness of oceans, and content of character. Please break away from the ordinary life. It is just a play along, live along fantasy meant to lull you to sleep. You are meant to be a force of nature, a wave of change, of aspiration and inspiration. Do not go quietly into old age. Do not let years and decades pass you by. They only move one way. Take to books and adventures. Sleep by lakes, travel by boat, by bicycle, swim and distance run. Do not let a moment go by, tick by irreplaceable talk. Sleep in the storm and awake to thunder. May each and every irreplaceable moment of your life become a shiny little precious gemstone. You must become a great being. Do not let the ordinary life trick you. Greatness is your right.